Welcome to the Dinner Then Dessert podcast. Today we're going to be discussing classic egg salad. Classic egg salad is the perfect lunch recipe made with mayonnaise, mustard, celery, and red onions mixed with hard-boiled eggs. We love quick and easy lunch recipes like this classic egg salad. We also have classic tuna salad, classic chicken salad, and creamy shrimp salad recipes on the site. So if you're looking for easy lunch recipes, be sure to go to dinnerthendessert.com and look up those recipes as well. Classic egg salad is the perfect recipe for a quick lunch or as a side dish at a picnic. Made with hard-boiled eggs, mayonnaise, mustard, and veggies and seasonings, you can make this egg salad recipe ahead of time and eat it all week, or serve it over a salad for dinner. If I serve this on salad, I usually top it with extra green onions and chives for presentation. The recipe takes a total of 25 minutes to make, but I like to cool it in the refrigerator for at least an hour before serving. You can also serve this egg salad recipe on a sandwich using my classic white bread recipe. Go to dinnerthendessert.com, search for white bread. Trust me, you'll never go back to the store-bought version of bread again. How much egg salad should you make per person? This is a question we get on the site a lot. If you're serving this to guests for lunch, I like to make at least a half a cup of egg salad or about 2 eggs per person if you're serving it on a sandwich. If you're serving it as more of a main course, I would do at least a cup of egg salad per person. I also like to put it on a plate with extra tomato slices and lettuce. Make sure you toast the bread and assemble the sandwiches before serving so the bread doesn't get soggy. You can also just serve this on a tray with extra pieces of celery, carrots, and lettuce so guests can make their own plates or salads as a low-carb option to sandwiches. What else can you put in this classic egg salad recipe? We sometimes like to add pickles or relish, diced tomato, avocado. If you want to make this into a creamy avocado egg salad recipe, you can also put the avocado into a food processor or mash it with a fork before adding it to the recipe. Just be careful not to mix the salad too much because you're going to break apart the eggs a little bit more than you would like to. You can top it with bacon or chopped olives. Anything that you like, any flavors that you'd like can work well in this recipe. Some people have also commented that they like to add prepared pesto to this recipe. How to thicken egg salad. Some people have issues if their egg salad turns out too runny. I would start with adding more chopped hard-boiled eggs to the mix. If it turned out too runny, you might have just put too much dressing in your recipe. You can also put the egg salad back into the refrigerator as the cold can help to firm up the mayonnaise and stir it before serving. To help prevent a runny egg salad, wait to add the celery or tomato until just before serving because both of those vegetables contain a lot of water. Tips for making hard-boiled eggs. Peel the eggs right after they come out of the ice bath, otherwise it might be a little bit difficult to get the shell off. If you salt the water when you're boiling the eggs, this also helps the peels come off easily when they're done. How long is egg salad good for? I get this question a lot too. Egg salad will last in the refrigerator for 3 to 4 days, stored in an airtight container. Assemble sandwiches just before serving instead of storing fully made, or the bread will likely fall apart. If you do have to make the sandwiches and store them before serving, I would say that you should put a nice large piece of lettuce in between the egg salad on the bread. The lettuce will help to keep the bread from getting soggy from the egg salad. It might not be perfect, but it'll be a whole lot better than putting the egg salad directly onto the bread. Tips for making egg salad. If you want to lighten up on the calories in this recipe, use light mayonnaise and egg whites. You can also sub mayonnaise for plain Greek yogurt. Of course, any substitutions will affect the flavor, so don't expect that it'll taste as delicious and creamy if you do make a substitution. If you're adding pickles or relish, add them just before serving and drain completely before adding them to avoid making the egg salad watery. Add a dash of cayenne pepper, curry powder, dill, or paprika to the egg salad to add some spice and flavor. I also like to use Dijon mustard instead of yellow mustard sometimes because it adds a deeper flavor. Use leftover deviled eggs or Easter eggs to make egg salad. Use slightly less mayo to compensate for whatever's already in the deviled eggs. Serve as an egg salad sandwich over slices of tomato or on salad greens or in a wrap, or just eat it by itself. So let's discuss how to make this egg salad recipe. Number one, place the eggs in a large pot, covering them with cold water by 1 inch and bring the water to a simmer. We're going to be using 8 large eggs in this recipe. Cover the lid, turn off the heat, and let sit for 8 minutes before removing the eggs and placing them in an ice water bath and then peeling them. Chop the eggs, then add in the rest of the ingredients and mix well. The rest of your ingredients are a half a cup of mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon of prepared mustard, 2 teaspoons of lemon juice, 1/4 cup of celery that's been minced, 1/4 cup of red onion that's been minced, 1 tablespoon of white wine vinegar. White wine vinegar is different than white vinegar. 2 teaspoons of tarragon that's been minced, 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt, and 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. Mix the ingredients well, refrigerating for at least 1 hour before serving. I hope you've enjoyed the recipe for classic egg salad. If you do make this recipe, please be sure to come back and leave a comment on the blog. Let me know how it turned out. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask. I'd love to help in any way I can. If you've taken a picture of the recipe, please be sure to tag us on Facebook and Instagram at #dinnerthendessert. We'd love to see how it turned out for you. Thanks so much. Bye.